Think of it as a lifeline, part school bus, part ambulance, and part delivery truck. The Ice Angel Windsled serves the 250 or so year-round residents of Madeline Island for a few weeks each year when ice is too thick for the ferry and too thin for cars. It stands 6 feet tall, 24 feet long, and 12 feet wide, and is pushed across Lake Superior by two 500-horsepower Chevy motors. It's a big machine, but veteran Windsled operator Ronnie Nelson says it has to be.
There's 23 students and probably close to 30 workers every day. And then walk-ons, just people that come for the ride and do interviews on radios. And then freight. Freight's kind of a big thing. You know, the UPS, the mail, groceries, anybody's groceries or anything, the restaurants, you know. Yesterday, the guys came down with about a ton and a half of hardwood flooring. We had to pull in and out of there. It's the only way across right now.
At 9:30 a.m. on the Bayfield side, Islanders head to work as the mail arrives.
Everything's fresh.
Fresh mail is the best.
Yeah.
Sherman Edwards isn't a mailman, but he's worked with the Madeline Island Ferry Service for more than 20 years. In the off-season, he maintains the boats and hauls mail from the office to the windsled.
Thanks, Sherman.
You betcha.
Anything goes over. When I explain this to people who do come up here, I just say that if you were down in the Everglades, you travel down there, you know, on those wind boats without a cover. This one is covered and heated.
The inside of the windsled is mostly bare aluminum with padded benches. Other than the heaters, there is no luxury involved. Instead, the bells and whistles on this beast are all at the driver's hands, as Ronnie Nelson does a quick check before heading back to La Pointe.
This is the hydraulics for the front steering. Radio you can't hear, GPS you can't see, and then just the engine instruments, temperature, fuel.
Just before takeoff, Islanders Lily Eichhorst and Reese Wiltz, ages 10 and 9, argue over what's the most fun about the windsled.
Sometimes you hit a jump.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you go in the water, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Even at a modest 20 miles per hour, it's a rough ride across the ice.
Does it bother you at all that the floor is buckling?
No! Does it bother you? Don't worry about it!
Just after the windsled skids to a halt, new passengers, with arms full, start climbing in. It's another load of people, bags, outgoing packages, and even a couple dogs, all heading back to the Bayfield mainland. For those who live and work on Madeline Island, it's just another routine trip, but to the rest of us, a ride on the Madeline Island windsled is an experience not easily forgotten. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio on Madeline Island.